Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Professor Brian Rayner, head of the Division of Nephrology at Groote Schuur Hospital. Good morning.
Good morning to you and good morning to your listeners. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Howard Feldman.
Howard.
So the question is, how much coffee is coffee good for us?
This has always been a controversial issue, but I think now it is really settled. In the past, people thought maybe it was carcinogenic, you know, from the actual coffee bean. That is not correct. The World Health Organization says it's not carcinogenic. Some studies suggest it may protect you against cancer. And also there may be studies suggesting maybe it is beneficial to your cardiovascular health, preventing diabetes, and maybe even preventing Alzheimer's disease. But I don't think those are proven benefits. But the bottom line is coffee is incredibly safe to drink. It gives you energy. It gives you focus. And the amount of coffee you should be drinking, you know, up to 4 cups of coffee a day. That
Oh, really?
Is pretty safe.
Yeah.
And obviously, yeah. The other component of coffee is caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you have serious cardiac disease, maybe you should moderate your drinking of coffee. It may cause anxiety in certain people, insomnia if you drink it at night and so on. So, but the bottom line is it's incredibly safe.
All right. And when you say up to 4 cups of coffee a day, is that on the assumption that it is with milk, without milk, with sugar, with sweetener?
Okay. So, yeah, no, that's not brought into the equation. I think, obviously, if you take excess sugar in your coffee, that's extra energy, which may lead to obesity. Obviously, if you take full cream milk, that's extra fat in your coffee. But, you know, the amount of milk generally in coffee, unless you're drinking cappuccino, is small. The tendency is to go for a low-fat milk in coffee or fat-free milk. But I don't think those are really major issues regarding coffee consumption.
And is it true that some people tolerate coffee? What is it that makes some people become very anxious around, you know, once they've had caffeine, or other people not? Some people can tolerate it, can't tolerate it.
Yeah. Look, there's no doubt question. Some people can give you a bit of nausea and stomach discomfort, and it's probably related to caffeine. And I think that generally reflects your tolerance to caffeine. Also, the strength of the coffee and how much caffeine is in the coffee. Obviously, you can, if you want to avoid the caffeine, you can have decaffeinated coffee, which is then avoids those side effects of caffeine. But some people are sensitive to caffeine. Other people are incredibly insensitive. I have friends who have their double espresso just before going to bed, and they sleep perfectly.
Mm.
Other people will be wide awake the whole night.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that I can have an espresso at night, and it makes absolutely no difference to me.
I think it's your individual sensitivity to caffeine and perhaps your underlying levels of anxiety.
Mm.
You know, some people are much more anxious than others. Other people are more laid back.
Right. And what about migraines?
Sorry, what was the question?
Migraines and coffee.
There doesn't seem to be a link, but you know, I think the individual needs to decide if they notice that migraines are a very individual issue. So if you find you're getting migraines from coffee, yes, you should avoid it. But I don't think there's a definitive blanket statement you shouldn't take coffee if you have a migraine. I think the individual needs to decide if it precipitates their migraine.
Right. In fact, one of our listeners, Leslie, just says, I actually use coffee to help with my migraine.
Yes.
Because it's a vasodilator. I'm not really sure what that means.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think there's no definitive link in the literature linking it to migraine. But, you know, in the individual, it's possible. And it's wonderful that person gets relief from migraine from coffee.
Yeah, well, it is interesting because I do know that if I get a bad headache, I'll take 2 tablets and a cup of coffee. But it might also be because I'm getting caffeine withdrawals, so that could be the other problem.
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, a lot of multi pain pills or flu influenza, they put a bit of caffeine in the tablets as well, so it's often helpful.
Right. And so in terms of the actual coffee, forget the milk, the all of that, is an espresso or any different in health benefit to, for example, instant coffee?
That's a difficult one. I don't know if there's any data on that. I personally think that drinking the pure coffee and the ground beans you obtain much greater health. The benefits would be better. There's really no data on that issue.
All right.
Obviously, the real coffee is much nicer than instant coffee.
I'm certainly not going to encourage anyone to drink instant coffee.
There's some ways of making it. If you boil coffee a lot, which is not a common practice in South Africa, perhaps raise your cholesterol. But generally, coffee has, even if you have high blood pressure, affects or not, it may raise your blood pressure transiently for a short period of time, but there seems to be no adverse effects on blood pressure in the long term if you drink 4 cups of coffee a day.